Hello, all you happy innovators out there. Happy New Year. Is everybody having a good New Year? A good 2018? Huh? Did you make your New Year's resolutions? And are you keeping them? Yeah, it's not important, is it? You know, I've decided that since I have wrapped up the Escons project for Pipe Choir, PC1, PC3, and The Interesting Actual, every month featured a different song, and each week of that month had a different version of that song for each one of the platforms, or monikers, or band names that I release music under. And that project was completed a little bit over a week ago. And I decided, because I was kind of crispy, all right, I was kind of burned out a little bit, that what I probably should do and what I probably could do is take maybe like a week off, maybe a little bit more, and just kind of relax a little bit. And because it had been a solid year of work. I mean, I don't take breaks. I don't take vacations. Holidays are not a time for me to take off of work. I work constantly. And I kind of had to with the Escons project, you know? It's a lot of work. So I wrapped it up about a week and a half ago or so. And I decided I was going to take a little bit of a break and just kind of chill out a little bit, listen to a lot of music, you know, take care of things around the house that were not music related. You know, and the irony being, okay, now I don't know what the weather is like where you're at, okay, but if you Google Boston, Massachusetts right now, you'll see the kind of weather that I've been contending with over the past 3 or 4 days now, okay? And let me tell you something, all right? It snowed a lot. It snowed a lot. And I have been shoveling snow and dealing with snow my entire life. I mean, I grew up on the north coast of, you know, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, and the weather there was just frigid in the wintertime, right? I mean, we had the lake effect snow, and just my whole life, I have been dealing with snow, and over the past maybe couple years, I gotta tell you, this snow is crazy, the levels of snow that we are getting this year. And I would even say the type of snow that we're getting nowadays is not like anything else that I have ever seen before. And I would even go so far as to say that this level of snowfall that we're getting these days is enough for me to realistically consider the idea of weather modification. Like, this weather is so crazy where I live, okay, and so unprecedented. Now, when I say unprecedented, we're talking about Massachusetts. It was the first state in the Union. It was the first state in the United States. So their recorded history goes back way to the beginning, right? And when they're saying that they've never seen anything like this before in the recorded history of Massachusetts, whoa. Folks, we're on to something entirely different, okay? And like I said, it's enough to make me realistically consider the possibility that weather modification actually happens and exists. And I won't go into all the conspiracies and all those kinds of things. I don't really want to go there today, but it's really snowing a lot here. Wow. It's saying something. I could barely lift my arms over my head. You know, I've been shoveling so much snow. What normally would take me about 3 hours, it took me 3 days. Over one evening, That much snow fell in one evening. It was crazy. So, you know, of course, this happens right when my vacation starts. Not much of a vacation so far. But I don't mind, right? That's life. Just roll with it. But I wasn't planning on doing a Singularity podcast this week. I didn't do one last week either. I wanted to kind of just take a break. But I don't know. I think a week is maybe too much time to, you know, sit still. So now that I've gotten all that stuff out of the way, I've been thinking about this for a little while. This idea that ever since I started the Singularity podcast, almost every one of them is like really serious, you know, and that's okay, you know, that's all right. But I think this week I'm going to change it up a little bit just because I don't think it should always be so heavy, you know. That's not how my personality is. You know, I'm not Debbie Downer. I don't walk around, you know, bumming out about everything that happens or whatever. There's real joy and happiness in my life, too. And laughter. So what I decided I was going to do today, after talking to my wife about it for a little while, was I think I'm going to share with you a story about my brother Steven. Because they're funny. At least I think they're funny. And my brother is like, he's outrageous. You know, he's an outrageous character. And he spices things up in my family. He always has, you know. No matter what's going on, you can just count on him to be doing something that's outrageous, you know. And when we were little, you know, he did a lot of stuff that was, you know, pretty funny. Okay, it's actually... Okay. I guess from an adult perspective, some of it's not so funny, okay? But when we were kids, it was a riot, you know? And, you know, my wife and I were talking about it the other day. I'm like, you know, I'm thinking of telling a Steve story. You know, which one should I tell? So we're going through this list, you know, what about this one and that one? I mean, there's just so many and we're laughing, you know. And then we settled on this one. And it's pretty damn funny. Okay, I guess it's one of those things where I guess you had to be there. But my brother Steve was working as a DJ. Part-time when he was in college. He had two jobs and that was one of his jobs to get through school. And, you know, he was a regular DJ at this bar. And they had a karaoke machine at this bar, and people were doing karaoke. And Steven, my brother, was doing karaoke as well. Okay. And so what he did was, in true typical Steven fashion, okay, he rewrote lyrics to the music for that song by the Charlie Daniels Band called The Devil Went Down to Georgia, okay? Well, his version of the song was called The Devil Went Down on Georgia. Yeah. And the lyrics, you know, were in line with this new title for the song that he had written, you know. So every once in a while when they busted the karaoke machine out at this bar that he worked at, he would do his karaoke... He would do his karaoke version of The Devil Went Down on Georgia. And, you know, some people laughed, including him. And other people weren't so happy with it. okay? They were offended, okay? For whatever reason. Maybe they were from Georgia. Or maybe they were really big fans of the Charlie Daniels band, you know? I don't know. But this one night, Steve had invited me to the bar to come watch him DJ and kind of hang out and talk to him and stuff. So I didn't have anything going on. No band practice or anything. So, all right. I went down to this bar and I hung out with my brother for a while. And so he tells me that he's going to do his karaoke version of The Devil Went Down on Georgia. You know, like for me, because I was there, you know? And now, like I said, it's one of those things where I guess you had to be there. Okay. But the music starts, okay, and the... and he starts singing this song, right? Well, I'm standing maybe like 30 feet away from him, like watching him do it, watching him sing. And I start laughing, okay? I mean, I just, right out of the gate, I just start losing it. I just start laughing, just because it was just so outrageous and so funny, okay? He hadn't even really started to sing yet. You know, I wasn't laughing at the words. I was just laughing at the fact that he was doing it, you know, and just how... just what he looked like, you know, holding this microphone and him, you know, singing, doing this, you know, this performance. And, you know, as I started to laugh, and I was laughing my ass off. I mean, I was losing it. Well, he starts laughing, okay? And because he's laughing and I'm laughing, right? He starts laughing through the microphone. So it turned into this thing where I'm laughing at him and he's laughing at me, and I start laughing even more at him. And he starts laughing even more at me, and it just crescendos, you know. And he finally got the song out, you know. But by the time he finished, okay, I was in pain. I was laughing so hard that I was in pain. I don't think, and this is why I'm telling you this story, okay, I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in my life. And when I tell the story, you can hear it. And I was telling it to my wife the other night, you know, kind of reviewing what Steve's story to tell. She's laughing too because she knows this guy, you know? and it's, you just had to be there. You have to know him and you had to be there. But trust me, okay? If you were to ask me, what was the time in my life where I laughed the hardest? That was it, okay? I don't think I've ever laughed that hard before at anything. And so there you go. There's my Steve story. And the devil went down on Georgia. You know, just the funniest. Just the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life, okay? But Steve's got a couple of other whoppers. I'm telling you, he's got some classics that are still talked about at family gatherings. You know, they made family history, and I can share with you a couple of those too. Okay, you know, since we just got out of the Christmas season, I'll tell you a story that I think took place around that time. This is many, many years ago when we were very young. And Steve was probably, let's see, I would say he was about maybe 14, and I was about 10. And Steven was learning how to bake chocolate chip cookies, okay? Probably for Christmas or something, you know, it was just, you know, something he was old enough to be allowed to do. and he had the inclination to want to learn how to do it. And, you know, Stephen made pretty good chocolate chip cookies. Okay, it was something he got pretty good at. And everybody thought so, you know, they were impressed. Like, wow, this is really good, you know, he's doing really well. Well, one time, Stephen, being the knucklehead that he is, and decided that what he was going to do was like an experiment with his next batch of chocolate chip cookies. And what he decided to do was put popcorn seeds into the cookies to see if they would pop. So you'd have these chocolate chip cookies with popcorn in them, which isn't an entirely horrible idea, I guess, but what makes it funny is that the seeds didn't pop. And he didn't tell anybody. So everybody in my family is like, you know, reaching for one of these cookies that Steve baked. And they're biting into them. And there's popcorn seeds in them. Didn't go over very well. But you know what it did do was it made legendary status in my family. I mean, to this day, somebody at some point will bring it up. You know? Oh, yeah, I'm just having a great time here. I don't know about you, but there's just so many stories. I guess I can give you one more. And, man, there's just so many, but I'll give you one more. There was a creek, a small river that ran through my city when I grew up. And this creek, this small river, bordered my property when I grew up. So we spent a lot of time down in the creek. Okay. And usually the water for this creek was very shallow and mild. But in the summertime, every once in a while, you know, we would get a heavy rain, okay? And this creek would flood, and it would become very deep, and it would become, you know, pretty strong. Like, the current would become pretty strong. And, you know, it was actually, you know, borderline dangerous to go near the water when a storm came through, because it was just, you know, it was like whitewater rafting. Well, one summer, Stephen got it into his head that he was going to try to inner tube down this creek. And for those of you who don't understand what I mean, an inner tube is a rubber donut that goes inside of a tire, right? It holds air. And, you know, Stephen had an inner tube, and a rain came, you know, and the creek flooded, and all the kids from the neighborhood gathered round, and, you know, Stephen went upstream a little bit and threw his inner tube in, jumped in, and went for a ride. And when I say he went for a ride, that's an understatement, okay? Because what happened was, I think Steve got a little more than he bargained for out of this river. And what started out as a fun thing to try to do, you know, quickly turned into a very dangerous situation, and one that he had no control over. Like, I guess he assumed that he would be able to you know, stop the ride whenever he wanted to, but he soon found out, maybe about 10 miles later. That, you know, you can't just hit the brakes. So, you know, hours later, we see Steve again walking down the road in, you know, shorts and the inner tube. And let me tell you, what stands out in my memory, okay, is the look on his face when he passed us, when we were standing on the banks of this river, and Steve comes flying past us. And he had this look on his face of terror. No, it's really not that funny because it was probably potentially very dangerous, but he was okay. And it just became another one of those stories, you know. And like I said, I think about that look on his face when he was whizzing past us on his inner tube. Like, it was like, hi, Steve. Bye, Steve. Oh, that's it. Oh, geez, there's so many stories. I could just keep going. There's just so many, but I won't. I'll let you go for now. Maybe I'll get serious again for the next Singularity podcast. But for now, this is Mike Bostwick signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.